Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, we're back. We're not sure how long this podcast will be. It's up to you, Judith, and how well you're coping.
Yeah.
This is the first podcast back after you lost Poppy. And you've had the most tremendous response from the gang. So let's just start with that.
Jenny, it has been overwhelming. I mean, obviously, it was a massive shock to the gang. And I think I lost count. There was something like 900 messages on the notice board. But heartfelt, gorgeous notes of sympathy. And I can't tell you how much it helped. They sort of were buzzing around, and I would sometimes sit down and read and, you know, have a good old sob again, and then I'd start again. And then the emails started to come through on the, you know, the older and wider email. And that, I mean, just beautiful. I mean, lots and lots of people have obviously been through similar things and lost pets and eager to tell me really that, you know, that they know how I felt, because, you know, not everybody's a doggy person or a pet person. And that helped. And yeah, lots of people just poems. And just, I can't tell you. I mean, I'm actually really proud of the gang that sort of has, you know, somehow come about really from this.
It's
sort
an
of silly
incredible
podcast.
Support.
I know.
How dare you call it a silly podcast? It's a work of great importance. But I totally agree. I think that we've built up this big network. It's a friendship group. I mean, it's a shame that they can't all meet, because I think there's a lot of very like-minded people out there who are sort of very on side.
And
as you say, huge numbers, particularly women who have lost dogs, who understand what a dog means, what a pet means to a family, and know exactly what you need and what you're going through and everything. And, you know, when I said, you know, it would be lovely if they could all meet each other. Well, maybe next year, Judith, when you're probably back
happen.
On your feet.
We have got to.
Well,
make
we're
that
just
happen.
Thinking. We'll just tell
yeah,
them.
We're
just
thinking.
Sort of
we're
floating
pondering.
Now.
Yes.
Just that this is an idea that Judith and I have been mulling over, and it's not set in stone yet, and I don't know whether it's practical, but we are thinking of maybe having an older and wider weekend. I'm sorry, everyone, you would have to pay in sort of some kind of accommodation. We promise it's not camping, we promise that, but it wouldn't be five-star hotel either. We are thinking possibly nice youth hostel, because I don't think they're as shit as they used to be, do you?
No, definitely not. And I think there's something quite fun about going to a youth hostel. But yes, I mean, before this, you know, terrible thing happened, I was kind of, you know, I was on the case and looking at various options. So yeah, it would be great, wouldn't it, to see, you know, to maybe have some crafting sessions and get together.
We'd have to organise it.
I would be on the case.
When I say we'd have to organise it, you'd have to put your old TV producing hat back on.
That's right, yeah.
And sort it all out. And I mean, you know, it might never happen, but it is on the cards and in our minds that we could have an overnighter, and we would employ people to come and give talks and, as you said, craft sessions, maybe some painting sessions, maybe whatever. Whatever's practical. Obviously, it would be on a small scale, possibly with about 50 guests first time. What do you think? Something like that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, because, you know, it's quite difficult to find somewhere that's sort of big enough, really, for anything more than that. I mean, even that, or I was looking at a college that has, obviously, pottery studios and, you know, all of that.
During the summer, when all the students are at home.
Oh, was it no weekends? You see, weekends. But then you'd have to find somewhere to pay. I mean,
we're on the very early stages of this. You know,
are.
Maybe somebody listening owns a very big house. Maybe there's someone listening going, oh well, there's grandma's old place up in the
Dumfries.
In Dumfries, it'll be cold because we haven't had the central heating on for many a year, but it has 52 bedrooms. I would like to apologise right now for the Scottish accent there. So it was awful, Judith. It went from one region to another. Now, on a day-to-day basis, tell me how you're coping.
Oh, well, I've been pretty bad. I mean, you know I've been pretty bad.
Yes.
I rang you from the car the other day, just absolutely in bits. And yeah, I've been bad. I've been snot crying bad. I've been snot crying. I've had days where I have snot cried in Sainsbury's, in the Bicester Nail Bar, at the petrol station, snot cried when you rang. I mean, it's been bad. I think
with you, it hits you in waves. I think you have.
It's what bereavement does, isn't it? Yeah.
The trouble, well, not the trouble with you, but your normal modus operandi is as a coper, as the person that everyone goes to. I mean, for me, this has been bewildering because I feel that. Well, who do I go to when I'm in pieces? I had to go to my less sympathetic real life sister, you know, who's not that interested.
I'll be back. I'm slow.
I know, but it's going to take some time, and everybody understands that.
It does take time, and it, you know, it'll fade very slowly.
And how are people coping? How do people cope with you having not outbursts, but crying in supermarkets? Do you get sympathy there, or do people
they've
just
been?
Look
I mean,
you?
Just amazing, honestly. Strangers have been. I mean, you know, yeah, lots of COVID sort of hugs, I'm sure, but bugger it. Strangers just being absolutely lovely. I mean, the only thing is, I was driving in Oxford the other day, and you know, I had a mind obviously on Poppy, and I was feeling desperate. And I changed lanes just at the wrong time or something. This guy put his window down and said, "You're in the wrong lane. There's two lanes. What are you doing?" I just did this awful thing because it's kind of desperation and sobbing and then anger. So I said, "My dog's just died."
Well, do you know what? I think we need to do this more as a society. I mean, we're not honest enough. You know, sometimes when somebody says to you, "It's a till" or whatever, and you know they're only trying to be nice, but it is on the tip of your tongue when someone says, "Have a nice day." You want to say, "I doubt it. I've got a mammogram at 3 and I've just been told I need to buy a new dishwasher." So fuck that for a game of soldiers. But, you know.
Think I've had a couple of times in I don't know, waiting for somebody to serve me that's been taking a long time, where I literally, yeah, I feel like kind of, you know, literally saying, "This is taking too long, I can't bear it, I just..." You know, really on the edge in terms of anger. It's just, you know, it's that sudden loss, and it is, you know, it's just terribly difficult to come to terms with. Her ashes have come back, and I haven't dared look at them yet. Mike's got them, and he's...
At least you know, I mean, I know. Do you know what? We never picked my dad's up, and I think the place that
isn't
happened.
True.
No, I think it's closed. I think we got a letter about 4 years ago saying, "You didn't pick these ashes up or what?" And just nobody took control of the situation. And my mother just, well, maybe she was already losing it, but never. I don't think she wanted them. I don't think.
No,
I mean, the saddest thing is now she can't even remember him. I'm up here. I'm up at June's. So it's a sort of very poignant time for me as well, because everything sort of just takes you back in time. I'm in a room here surrounded by things that I've seen in various houses all my life. I mean, ahead of me is a Buddha. A big fat Buddha that has been in every home I've ever lived in. It's not even very nice, you know, it's probably worth 3 and 6. I mean, I'm not looking around the room thinking, "Oh, Antiques Roadshow, here I come." I'm looking around the room thinking, I remember that in my grandmother's house. Yeah. That was in Nana's bungalow in Poulton. Or I pour myself some milk from the fridge here, and I suddenly remember when I was a child and how I never called it milk. I used to call it freezing cold, because I would only drink milk if it was freezing cold. So my mother would say, "Would you like some milk?" And I'd go, "No, I want some freezing cold." So that's poignant. And seeing June is tough. I saw her yesterday. But, you know, some things she loops back into remembering, places she remembers more than people. Anyway, it's all difficult. But tell me about your coping strategies. Tell me what you do to keep busy.
I'm doing lots. I just want to go back to the ashes just briefly, because I think it's interesting that your mother didn't want them back. And, you know, obviously the ashes came back, but I'm sort of delaying looking at them. And I remember doing this with my parents. It's almost as if you want to keep something back. Yeah. And you can't do it all at once. So, you know, things like sort of, I remember we kept quite a few things of my mum's, you know, jumpers that she'd worn that smelt of her everything. You know, they've gone slowly, bit by bit. You kind of have to do it at your own pace, I think. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, those items that you're talking about, the Buddha and stuff like that, they are so triggering and precious to you, aren't they? In a sort of silly way. And again, you know, when your mum finally goes, you will all bring them into your house, and then slowly they will kind of not be so important, probably. I mean, I've got the stupidest thing.
I'm dreading that day, because remember, you were an only child, so there's no one to bicker with. At one point, there will be me, Sarah, and Ben going, I've always fancied that. And Sarah will go, I've had that earmark.
She wanted me to have that. She wanted me to have that.
I don't think we're bad. I don't think that, I mean, there are many, many families for whom that could be an absolute nightmare. We'll do what Sarah tells us, basically. That's what will happen.
Well, I think the person who's doing the probate and all the admin probably has the say-so.
It's her job to put the stickers on. She'll have three different coloured stickers and she can just go around doing it. Yeah. And then I'll do some bitching afterwards, and that's that. So you're... So you haven't... The ashes are back, but you haven't.
No, I haven't sort of been able to look at it yet. But in time I will. But I'm doing what... Well, I suppose... Most people do, is you're trying to keep busy, trying to...
Are the twins in your life?
Have been here overnight for the first time since Poppy died, and I think Sienna found it very hard when she came back. They've all been terribly upset, but yeah. And so that was very nice, and, you know, that's very healing and sort of nourishing, to use all those stupid words. And I think, you know, keeping busy and keeping engaged in things, and the family has been fantastic. What have I been doing to keep busy? I made a load of, because Sienna obviously thought, I'll give her some things that would be useful to do. Yeah. So I've been batch cooking, so you'll be into this soon. Batch cooking stuff.
Judith, just think about the sentence you have just said.
You might be buying it from Sainsbury's and mushing it up.
True. I might be cheating,
taste the different sections. So I've been doing that, and I put a picture on the notice board the other day, which is because you have to get all these kind of zip up little plastic bags and label them. They were on the kitchen counter, and they really did look like I was dealing with cocaine or heroin or something.
It was cheesy mash
with celeriac, you see, with a flourish of celeriac, a little
have you tried that out, because I'm not sure the aftertaste of celeriac.
Look
at the twins doing. Is there a cheesy mash? Oh, I've never done a cheesy mash. Oh, I like a cheesy. Hey, Eddie, do you like cheesy mash? I like cheesy mash. Yeah, come on. Hey, cheesy mash for the boys. Oh, Jesus Christ, what's she done with this? There's an aftertaste. What's that funny aftertaste? Oh, damn, blast it. Celeriac.
Yes, to be honest, they might have preferred it if it was just cheesy mash. Very nice. They're very comforting. For the first time, actually this morning, because I was on early duty, I did them scrambled egg and avocado. They had a bit of it. But for the first time since, of course, you know, the children were small, you kind of finish off what they're eating. And I remember that awful syndrome, of course, you know, when they're on fish fingers and baked beans at 4 o'clock. And you end up, basically have two evening meals, don't you? Well, I did.
Well, do you know what I had for my dinner last night, Judy?
What did you have?
Fish fingers. I had fish fingers because I'm at Dunes and there's a Sainsbury's local on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And I went in at the end of the day and the ready meals are low. The stock is low. And of course, because of my tomato allergy, there are many, many things I can't eat. So I was desperately searching, and Sainsbury's doing some chunky fish fingers.
Very nice.
I think, you know, one per twin would do. I had three last night, and they were big. They were big fish fingers.
I'd have had more.
You couldn't fit more on the plate.
It wouldn't have stopped me. I'd have had the whole packet. I adore fish fingers. And somehow they got a bad name, didn't they, really?
Yes, they did.
Because they have that
did
sort of bright
back.
Orange covering. But yes. They've got much better. And
oh,
I
they're
agree.
Crispier and crunchier. And
that,
yes,
finger.
Do you remember that they went through a thin sort of orange sawdust
they did,
layer?
They did, yes.
And then
I think
inside,
they were filling them out with something, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and inside they were sometimes a bit grey.
Yeah, yes.
And that's when you
yes.
knew you'd bought the cheap yes. fish fingers. With a sort of orange sawdust and a grey filling. You don't want those.
So are you a nice mayonnaise a dipper? Fish. Which route, you obviously can't go the baked beans route, which would be my favourite route with a fish finger. So
I went
are
mad
you...
last night, Judith. I went mad. I had oven chips. I had peas. I had coleslaw. I had some salad. I chucked some
Jenny.
Olives in. I had a bit of chilli sauce.
Olives?
And
wait
mayonnaise.
A minute. Well, stop. Oh, hold, slow down. Olives in? Olives in
yeah.
what?
In the salad. I had a bit of salad on the side.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was a very full plate. It took me a while to eat, to be quite honest with you. And now, talking about cooking, right, and the nana thing. You know, I mean, do you think, this is a serious question, how equipped do you feel with the twins now? Now that they're sort of, they're actually 7 months today, aren't they?
No, I think they're more than that. They
no,
are
they're not.
Months.
They can't because they were born.
Yes, they are.
What? On the 2nd of November,
March?
Of March?
Eight months today. That's very clever of you to remember.
Eight months today.
So, and how old's Arlo now, actually? Is he three?
Oh, Arlo's 3.5 months. He's the 21st, so he's coming up. When it's the 21st of November, he'll be four months.
Bloody
so
hell.
He's sort of just
feels like he's catching
months.
Up. I mean, I know he's not catching up, but it kind of feels like he's catching
it's
up.
Just been, it seems like he's been around forever.
But I met him.
I know, it really is. My serious question is, how equipped do you feel with the twins? How good do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, how equipped do you feel?
Gosh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? How competent do I feel? I think I'm 7-ish. I think I give the impression I'm 9. I like to give the impression I'm 9. But I had a very nasty moment this morning because you don't quite know, you know, how agile they are. And Stanley's sort of quite a lot ahead of Eddie. And to my amazement this morning, when I was dunking and dealing with Eddie, I'd put Stanley in one of those bouncy chairs that probably Arlo still has. And he'd only turned himself over in it and was starting to get down. I mean, so I think the trouble is, if you're not with them all the time, I mean, see, he hasn't got time to sort of generally say, well, actually, Stanley did this yesterday. You know, there's only so much kind of handover you can do. So I think I would put myself, although I think I give the impression to others that I'm 9, I'm actually about a 6, do you know what I mean? About a 6.
This is where I'm coming from, because when I'm with Arlo, I sometimes feel I don't have any experience at all. I feel as equipped as a 14-year-old babysitter from next door but 3 who's been called over in an emergency. I kind of fake a confidence because the last thing a nana must do is show her fear.
Well, exactly.
You must never show your fear, not in front of the baby and not, God forbid, in front of the parents. Most of the time, I haven't got a fucking clue, to be quite honest.
It's true, isn't it? We've forgotten. I don't think I retained really any of that stuff. I mean, you know, you remember how lovely it is to cuddle a baby and what they smell like and all of that. Mm-hmm. But no, on the whole, you are kind of, yeah. But you're right, you can't let them know that. It's a difficult balancing act, isn't it? And, okay, so if I mean, God forbid. I mean, not that you wouldn't tell Phoebe if something terrible happened, God forbid, and I'm touching wood. But, you know, if there's a hiccup, do you sort of pass it on? Do you try and cover it up?
Well, I've never done a solo shift.
Yes, you have. She went to the hairdressers the other day. You told me.
He was fast asleep, Judith. That's just baby watching, is it? It was
fast
baby
asleep
watching
the whole time. Bloody
the whole
hell,
time.
You got it
yeah,
easy.
You know, that,
you got it easy.
You know, I mean, that was easy. That was a bit of a freakish occurrence, I think. I mean, sometimes I feel a bit of a fraud with Arlo because there's only one. You know, and I sometimes with him, I think, well, you know, Judith's got two of these. What would it be like? I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I know.
And he is tied to the boob still, so because she hasn't managed to have the allergy test yet. That's coming next week.
Oh, brilliant.
I don't know what I'll say if it comes out that he has no cow's milk allergy whatsoever and she's been tied to that child for 3.5 months, doing absolutely exclusive breastfeeding on demand and nothing else.
I mean, she must be feeding a lot now.
Oh,
and
she's my niece
so
as well. Yeah, she's very small now. She's it's kind of like sometimes when he's on her knee, you think, well, surely that should be the other way round. She could quite easily sit on his knee.
She's little anyway. She's tiny, whisper thing.
Yes, but she doesn't half eat. You know, we went away with them
quite right
last weekend. We had a night in.
I've forgotten what it's called.
Well, Dungeness. Now, very interesting. Now,
hold up. Where is Dungeness? Because I haven't been bothered to Google it.
It's near Rye. Okay.
Okay. Kent. Is that Kent?
Is it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Sort of on the right bit. The bit that bulges out on the right at the bottom.
If only I'd ever looked at a map. Instead of just relying on Jeff to put something in the sat nav and get us there safely, I think it's also near something called Romney Marsh.
Oh, well, they put sheep on there and they have salted lamb, I believe. That's what I remember of there.
Do you know, as we were driving there, I kept thinking this is a very strange sight
because there
were many, many sheep, and they you know when you're used to seeing sheep in the countryside, they're usually on hillsides, and this lot were just on the flat, and it looked very biblical and a bit weird and ancient.
Yes.
So
and
they are the salted lamb. Ooh.
They are. They're put there so that they obviously produce.
They suck up some of these sort of marshy
the salt. And the sea stuff. They kind of see. Yeah, that's the thing
seaweedy.
I remember about Rye.
So, that's something you can next try out with a twin. Some lamb, seaweedy lamb. With
you're not allowed to put salt in. That's the one thing you're not allowed to put in.
Oh, God. No, you see, there you go.
No, pop that one away so you can bring that out. You see, now, obviously, I'm not going to put any salt in this, Phoebe. Obviously,
because
I know.
Babies
that's
can't have any salt.
No, they can't have any salt. They can't have
How
any
about
honey.
Some chilli? What about some curry powder? Hey, there we go.
Yeah, they could get. Apparently, they didn't have it. Can't have any honey either. No honey.
Really?
And no. Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, you see, didn't know that, did you? You do now, and you have to show it off. I think there's also an element, isn't there? I don't know whether you do this with Arlo. I do pretend that my skill set is better than it is. I definitely do that. But I also, there's a kind of martyr syndrome thing, which I can't stop myself. It's like, now, I've washed all the balls there. Sienna. You know that thing that I decided to take them home and I washed them all and I rinsed them all out and I took me ages. You know, it's kind of, you know, I have to show off all the time. Look at me, I'm so such a martyr.
You want affirmation, you want some badges. Affirmation. Basically, you want a chart in Sienna's kitchen where she gives you some gold stars. And at the end of the week, you get a report and you sit down. And Mike's next to you. Mike doesn't do quite as well as you do. And she reads out the report and she goes, Mike does well. He does very well indeed. But he gets mostly B pluses. And then it gets to you, go, and it was an A for this.
A plus.
A for that.
A plus for Nana again.
And the star pupil of the week this week is, again, it's Judith again. It's a bit like... Bake Off, where the same person keeps winning. It's just
Star Baker, Star Nana
of the week.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? I mean, did you have gold stars at school? Because we did. I can still picture the chart and I can still taste, because what you had to do is you had to go to the box and lick it. You know, that funny
like
stamps.
Nice gum. I quite like that gum.
Yeah, old-fashioned thing.
Made from cow's hooves, you know. It's illegal now, I'm sure. It boils down cow's hooves or horse's hooves, yes. Old-fashioned glue, brown. Yeah.
And I could picture, because I think it was a piece of black sugar paper.
Yeah.
And you put it on, you know, and you had your name and they were all along every week.
Well, you see, I don't have very much memory of this. So either it didn't exist in my school or I never got called up to the board to lick a star.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I went to a funny international army school for quite a while, where things that were just not like any other school. It was very odd. But I don't think I have quite the martyr thing, because I don't do as much as you do. I mean, I am there. I'm present as much as I can be, and more so now that I'm sort of on a big tour hiatus. And you know, it was lovely spending a day and, you know, a proper night with them, especially an Airbnb, Judith, that was big enough not to be able to hear him at night. So
it was
a very attractive Airbnb just outside of Rye. It was in Rye, really, really attractive Victorian red brick number, like a child's drawing of a house, beautiful garden. Really, would highly recommend. The downstairs was a bit small, but upstairs it just opened out, and it was massive, right?
Wow.
And Phoebe and Tristan were on one side of the house and we were on the other. And I woke up the next day and I thought, well, they've had a good sleep. Arlo's slept through. And apparently they'd had an absolute nightmare because he was in the travel cot for the first time. Didn't hear a peep.
Wow.
Anyway, what I wanted to tell you was, cooking-wise, now this is something you've never bothered to tell me and I wish you had. I did chicken crowns with roast veg. Roast veg, but the onions and courgettes were all burnt. Why didn't you tell me this might happen? Why did you never tell me?
Well, because that is we had the oven on too high, I think, probably. But also, what's wrong with a burnt onion? I quite like a caramelised or slightly burnt onion. I think that's,
you know, when it's gone
burnt
beyond caramelised and it's just gone to a burnt crisp. They'd all caught a bit. Anyway, it was delicious. It was very good. Mm. And Dungeness, may I just say, we went to Iceland together many years ago with Sienna, actually. I remember.
So we did. I'd forgotten. Yeah,
so
we
how
did.
Come she was able to come? What? How old was she? Was it?
That's
just
a good question. I
think
she
was playing hooky from school. She must have been at university on.
I
the
think she was
holiday.
At university. Yeah, I think so. I've forgotten that she came too. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Dungeness is the only place I can compare on the planet to Iceland, but without the snow. It's this very flat, alien landscape. Where you just feel slightly otherworldly. We did have the most ridiculously hot weather. And Rye is lovely. Rye is right up your street, Judith, in fact, because it's full of knicky-knacky new shops and antique shops.
It?
And
it?
It's very, very nice. We did have... It was quite hard work finding somewhere for lunch. And I did a bit of nosing because there was this big posh pub. And I went in, they said, oh, no, we're only taking bookings for lunch. And I thought, wow, bloody ridiculous.
Oh,
apparently. Apparently, there's a lot of shortages of staff in hospitality. And I think this is up and down the land. I don't think it's just Rye. I'm not pointing any fingers.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
But that's why even a big pub that you just think, well, there's a table in the corner,
really?
We'll have that.
No, you have to book.
Had to book. So
blimey.
The reason why we were there, anyway, listen, before I forget my thread, is that Phoebe had booked an inside tour of Derek Jarman's Prospect Cottage. Now, this will either mean a lot to some people or absolutely zero. There's a little black...
The actor that died of AIDS?
He was a film director and that's artist right. who died of AIDS, because one of the early wave of AIDS sufferers before there was any medication, when it was a death sentence, basically, once you got your diagnosis. And it is desperately sad because he did some really sort of heartbreaking, revealing, angry paintings about, you know, how he was feeling. But those apart, the cottage inside is this lovely little sort of love nook that he and his partner shared, full of really beautiful objects. And it's actually a very nice, it's a very sweet experience. It's tiny, it's a fisherman's hut.
But it needs
booking in advance. But if you're a Jarman fan and you've watched all the films and that sort of thing, it is a really moving experience. And we only managed to stay one night because Jeff had his pop-up gallery. And Phoebe and Tristan managed another night. They probably were so relieved to see us go. Yeah.
Probably.
It was just, one night is probably enough.
Is it by the sea, Dungeness?
Yes.
Is it by the sea? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's, right. So it's got, it ticks all your boxes. It's not sea like Cornwall or anything like that. It's a very different landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite strange. But anyway, it was a success. And I'm very glad. And I'm just going to throw this out here for anyone who's got our email address. And I'm going to remind us, everyone, what that is. It's olderwiderpod@gmail.com. I'm going up to Glasgow next week to do a telly. And because the trains are all up the spout, I'm going to have to stay for a couple more nights than I normally would. So any Glasgow sites, I know the Kelm Grove Art Gallery, I'm going to see that. But if anybody else has any other suggestions, exciting things to do in Glasgow, do let us know. Right. And so what are you up to today? And tell me about the other displacement activity that I know you're on to, because this is another time filler when your mind is going all over the place, is the crafting, Judith.
The crafting, yeah. Funny, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. Yes, I've been hitting the hobbycraft habit quite hard. I know you've never been into a hobbycraft. But I made two
only because
Christmas...
I have I, honestly only because I there isn't one near me, and I think they normally Croydon, it'll be Croydon, and I'll have to go on a bit of motorway, Judith, and you know I'm scared of motorway driving, so it's a tricky one. But that I'm a bit freer, I think that it's on the list.
Good.
So if there's one in Glasgow, I'm fucking going to. All right. So hobbycraft. Are we talking a big hobbycraft? Are we talking aisles and
they're
aisles?
They're all big. They're all big. They are filled with people, you know, women of our age, basically, all feeding their habit of, it's kind of knitting, it's framing. I mean, at the moment, my God, it's stuffed full of autumn wreaths and obviously Halloween, which I don't really do Halloween. And then there's a huge Christmas section, oil painting, modelling, you know, dolls house things. You could spend... If you and I were locked in a hovercraft,
that would be our best holiday, Judith.
If we it could would have be pretty, a week actually
in hobbycraft. Yeah, yeah. If it could be, I tell you what. I've got a fantasy for us to share here.
Go on.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy, but you know, maybe some of the gang would like to indulge and share in this one. So we get locked in a hobbycraft overnight, but it just so happens to be attached to an IKEA with a very well stocked kitchen and beds. So we've got somewhere to sleep, we've got things to eat, and then and we're locked in there for a week. We've got a week's holiday in an IKEA slash
no internet connection, so nobody can bother us. I tell you what, we could have a guest visitor, and I wonder if you'd like the same guest visitor as me, because I'd like that lovely, is it Patrick from the Great British Sewing Bee? I'd like him to come
Patrick.
In.
Oh, Patrick, yes, he can stay overnight. He doesn't need to be a day guest. He can stay overnight. Patrick,
can we snuggle up to him?
We don't even mind if he forgets his pyjamas. We don't mind. Patrick, it's fine. If you're hot, it doesn't matter. You don't have to wear anything. We won't... We might look, but we promise not to touch.
Yeah.
Patrick, we don't really need anybody else. We'll just have Patrick, thank you.
I know, he could teach us
that. It's like a hostage situation.
Yes, either that or Monty Don. No, Monty, in a sort of garden centre, it would be Monty Don.
Yeah,
But certainly in Hobbycraft, definitely him, definitely. So they're marvellous shops. Absolutely. I mean, you always end up coming out with, you know, at least one more project than you'd plan to go, which then
what do you want? What have you got?
Well,
you got?
I made two Christmas stockings for the twins.
And I put in an order for an Arlo.
You put in
an
Arlo.
A is very easy to cut out of felt, by the way. I know you struggled with the S.
It just looked like a worm. I did about three of them. Really difficult to do. So basically, yes, I bought all the stuff for Arlo's Christmas stocking. And I went to Hobbycraft, because the ones I did for the twins were made out of an old Christmas tablecloth, so they're a bit rough and ready. But so I thought, okay, well, I'll go in and the woman
that
tell
me Arlo's is going is Arlo's going to be superior. Better than the twins.
Oh, I'm afraid it is. Oh, absolutely. She said, well, that's nice material that you've picked out, but you are going to line it, aren't you? I thought, well, no, I'm not going to really line it. She said, oh, it'll look so much nicer lined. So yeah, off we trot, and you know, I think you'll find. I didn't really understand the diagram she did about how you line it. I might have to go and see Sue. from two doors away because she's very, because she it was something like cutting out it back to front and then pulling it through or something.
Yeah, awful. I've seen that done on the sewing bee, and it's something that people can get into a mess with, and the pockets can end up being the wrong way round.
Exactly.
So I think, thank God for Sue. How is the village treating you? Are they?
Oh, the village would have been amazing. I mean, every time I haven't had the courage to do any of the walks yet, but I've seen a few the little dogs that Poppy liked, and you know, people have been great. They've just stopped and given me a big hug, and I've had another snot cry, and I think people have been just great, actually.
Good.
I know, probably if you haven't got a dog, you don't really get it, but it's, I do miss her terribly, terribly.
It's all right, you're bearing up, and it's hard, and I know it's hard, and I know it for you, it hits you like a ton of bricks, and then it becomes very difficult. Now, Sue is a very useful neighbour, because she can do all the sewing stuff, so Sue.
And
she'll teach you of it. I'm thinking really of Arlo here, because I don't want him to have a shit Christmas stocking. I'm basically saying to you, Judith, let Sue make it Arlo's Christmas stocking. See, I get upset when you get upset, and now I'm having to blow my nose.
You have been so amazing, Jenny. You really have.
Don't be nice to me. I'm not having anyone be nice to me.
You could sense that I was down, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
so
much.
Listen.
It's been bloody fantastic. So, yes, I will go to Sue with the difficult bits. The great thing about having Sue is that you can do all the, run up and down the seams of something. You say, how do I do this? And she'll say, let me show you. You don't really want to. Yeah. I don't really want her to show me. I just wanted to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, I've seen you in classes, Judith. When we went for the Christmas beading workshop, and you were all over the teacher. Could you show me? In other words, basically, I wanted to scream, translation, will you do this for me while I sit and watch and pretend to be taking in the details?
That's right. So that I could finish
la,
it.
La, la, la in
yeah,
my head.
So I could finish it and get on to the next one. I know I'm terrible. You can read me like a book.
Yeah,
you were much better, actually. Much more self-sufficient, actually, weren't you? You really,
I was slower, though. I was slower, but then, it was in the end, it was the tortoise that won. Did you have any Halloween trick-or-treaters? Because we had about 40 kids.
You didn't. Do you really?
Yeah.
Gosh, no. Yeah. I mean, I can't. It's not really in my skill set, Halloween. I don't get it. We did some pumpkin things with Sienna and the twins, but my heart wasn't in it. I'm not really interested. So why did they come to your house? Do you have a pumpkin outside or something?
I certainly do. It wasn't very well done because I did it. Because Jeff was very busy over the weekend with his pop-up gallery. So I was on Halloween duty. And then, of course, I'm a bit half-hearted over it myself. And I was a bit mean because the pumpkins were only a pound and I could have done three. But I've forgotten how easy it is actually to hollow out a pumpkin. I thought, well, that's going to take me an hour and a half. And of course, it takes 10 minutes unless you're doing something really, really fancy. And as soon as I'd done mine, I was slightly disappointed in it. I thought, oh, it's a shame I didn't look something up on the internet and do something a bit more exciting. You know, it's a neither nor. It's just a bog standard fucking pumpkin with a tea light in it. So
lovely.
I had that. I put that out. We live on a main road, so... And it's quite safe, so it's a long, there's quite a long drag of houses that are up for it. So, yes, it's quite a big thing every year. We do get, we get a load of kids. And
did you have a great big box of chocolates ready?
Oh, yeah, we had all the stuff. And then one kid said to Jeff, have you got a can of Coke?
A can of Coke.
And Jeff said, no, I haven't got a can of Coke. There's a shop down there. You've got some sweets here, but I'm not doing Coke as well.
Yeah, so you go to a door and you say, have you got this? Have you got a bag of crisps?
Can I have half a lager, please? I'll tell you what, can I take some wine away in a paper cup? No, you can't. You're having some Haribos. Now, fuck off. Now, talking about the new season, are we buying clothes, Judith? Are we updating our wardrobe or... Is that not
struggling? I am struggling, but I did see somebody wearing the other day a pair of trousers which I really coveted, and they were a sort of autumnal leaves, kind of blues and oranges and browns, a big pattern of trousers. And I said, where'd you get those? And she said Amsterdam, which was kind of disappointing because I've no idea.
It was probably a lie as well. Yeah, it's a very clever female lie, that. They're probably, they're probably quite available from Jigsaw, but she doesn't want you wearing them. She just goes really vaguely, oh, Amsterdam, I think you'll find. Well, can I just put in a bid for an easy winter pair of trues? And I have bought two pairs. They're £35 each. It's the M&S side stripe. I have them in black with a khaki and white side stripe, and I have them in navy with an emerald green and white side stripe, which I put on the notice board.
I saw, they're quite baggy, aren't they?
No, they're flared. They're quite, they're a sort of straight, you know, they come out like they're a heavy jersey, Judith. So they've got quite a lot of body, and they've got four pockets.
Yes. Sil, what you got in your pockets?
I'm bulging enough around the pockets. I don't put anything in. Dear God in heaven.
When I looked at them on the notice board, I kind of thought, are they a bit jogger bottom, but baggy? So now you're describing the weight of the jersey. And
structured than a jogging bottom. Okay. Much more structured. Okay. They have no flop in them. I'm just not sure whether they'd be long enough for your leg, because you have a long leg. Now, the only thing I've gone a bit extravagant on this year, because obviously, you know, everyone's closed their purses, I did buy a woolen sleeveless top in pear. Now, pear is one of the new season's shades, Judith.
Lovely. Like a sort of pale green, a yellowy pale green.
Yes, a muddy green with a sort of bit of brown in it. I got it from Toast. It was a lot of money, and I hate to admit this because it's like admitting defeat. It's a teeny bit fucking itchy.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
And it's quite high around the neck, so I have to keep pulling my shirt over the top and that sort of thing.
That's irritating.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, not for more normal people. It's just because, you know, I've got the stupidest skin in the world, and it will. I'm just a bit allergic to everything, so I just have to be a bit careful. And I just keep looking at it in my drawer, thinking that's nice, and then I think, oh, it's a bit itchy around the neck. Oh, Jesus!
But you wear a shirt under it, don't you? I wear a shirt underneath.
Once I've got it in my head that it's a bit itchy, Judith, I can bring myself up in hives. Culture corner. Young lady, are you managing anything? Is there anything giving you any?
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly in the first few days, nothing. But we've watched two films, a lovely film which I would really recommend, and probably a lot of the gang have already seen it, called Belfast, which is Kenneth Branagh directed with a little boy, as kind of the star, really, set in Belfast in 1969, I think, when the Troubles were just starting. Yeah. It's just Judi Dench in it as the sort of nana, and it is lovely, it's charming, and it's about, you know, the bonds of family and the background of the Troubles. I would really recommend that. And I think it's on Netflix. It's not on iPlayer. I think it's on Netflix. But it's kind of free. Oh, no, I think you had to pay for it. Actually.
You have to pay. You have to pay for it, it must be on Amazon Prime or something. And you have to sort of do that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's good. And then the other film.
Any other films?
Good Nurse. The Good Nurse, which at the moment is number one on Netflix films, with Eddie Redmayne. I mean, it's about a nurse who, you know, ends up being a sort of serial killer, based on a true story, and it was a bit depressing, really. It was a bit bloody bleak. It's a good film, and Eddie Redmayne is absolutely brilliant in it.
That doesn't appeal particularly at the moment. We watched Ocean's 11. It's a throwback film. You know, everyone else has seen it. Excellent cast, bit dated, but sometimes you've got to tick off the films that you should have seen by now. And that's one of the ones I should have seen by now, so I've now seen it.
Great.
Book-wise, what are you on?
I have just downloaded on Audible the Kate Atkinson. Oh, God. One of her old ones, because I loved The Shrines of Gaiety so much. I thought, well, maybe that will lift me out of some of this, and it's rather good. I just bloody can't remember what it's called.
Don't worry, it's one of the any of the Kate Atkinson back catalogues. I mean, she sort of writes with two heads. One of the it's not one of the Jackson Brodie ones, is it?
No, it's a baby. It's in The Voice of a Baby in the 1950s. It's narrated. Yes,
I know. Yes.
Have you read it?
I've read it, but I can't remember the name. Okay. I've read all Kate Atkinson's, apart from, I think there's a couple of Jackson Brodies I haven't read. Jeff and I have just started the new Erin Kelly. A lot of people will have read Erin Kelly in the past. It's called The Skeleton Key. We'll report back next week. The narrator is the daughter of an artist who created a mega successful illustrated treasure hunt book called The Golden Bones, which is a bit like the real life book Masquerade. Do you remember Masquerade by Kit Williams?
I do.
Took the nation by storm
cover,
back in 1979. Yes.
Yes, I do remember that.
The reading is a little bit histrionic at the moment, but I'm sure it'll settle down and I'll get used to the voice. It's just, you know, when you swap books, and I've just went from Shrines of Gaiety to a new book, and suddenly the voice, I've gone from Jason Watkins to I can't remember the name of the narrator of this one, and suddenly it's a little jarring at the moment, but it always takes me a little bit of time to get used to a new voice.
Yes. Are you near the end of The Shrines of Gaiety?
I have finished The Shrines of Gaiety, and I have to say I loved it, but I found the ending abrupt and
I agree.
Unsatisfying. I don't think really she knew where to go with it, which is a little bit disappointing. But then the writing on the way was so enjoyable. And so vivid.
Fantastic ride. It was a fantastic ride. But yes, I know what you mean. You feel like you're at the end of those rides where you just...
Got to get off. And you just... It's like a fairground ride that just comes to a halt and everyone says, right, yeah, get off. Some other people
off
get
go.
On there. Off go, yeah. So I do think that is a bit of a problem. That sort of knocks a star off its star rating, but still worth a read.
Oh, definitely.
We were inundated with messages last week. And messages on the email, messages on our Instagram account, and I think that I'm glad that they've helped you to some extent, Judith.
They really have, and again, a huge thank you. Huge thank you. And, you know, you all sort of recognise that I loved Poppy so much and sort of loved her too, and the photos were so... Oh, she was a lovely dog. Anyway,
We'll talk again next week, Judith. Okay. We'll talk again. Okay. And I think you've been a brave girl this week, but I think you've had enough now. So we'll leave it there and we'll say thank you to Daisy. Okay. And thanks again to all you lot for all your lovely
messages as well, Daisy. Much appreciated.
And we shall all plod on and we shall get through another week. Yep. All right, everyone. Lots of love.
Have a good day.
Judith. Love
Jenny,
to you, Daisy. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.